For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit TFormers.com. You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Wreck, Bweebum, featuring XV.
And you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron. I am your host for this week, J.D. Church. Joined by everybody but Brian, basically. Rob is back with us again, which is awesome. We like Rob. XV, John DeLuna, Peter, and Amy Lady Wreck. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hello. So, yeah. Brian is out again. He's got stuff and things and not feeling well. So, he is
and
out.
We're pretty exactly on time. We didn't, like, run over into insanity.
I mean, if you're listening to the, you know, listening or watching this later, you won't even know that we started the show, like, 15 minutes late, other than we just mentioned it. So, go me. You anyway.
It. You blew it.
I know. I let the cat out of the bag. Damn. Damn. So, what's going on? News? Is there?
There's some news.
But there is. No. So, first off, we've got more pictures, I guess, of MP10, which is the new masterpiece Optimus.
Spoilers, it's Optimus Prime again.
It is Optimus again. Who knew? I know several months ago we had said that we wanted this, and I still want this. I ain't going to buy it. I don't know. What do you think, XB?
At one point, I was thinking maybe the Hasbro version when it comes out with no trailer for $60, but the more I look at it, the less interested I am.
Mm.
It is just another Optimus Prime, after all.
This is true.
But he's smaller and he's got a trailer.
I can find, like, five of them right around me right now.
True. So
obviously, I'm not in a suffering position here.
But he's got, like, the nice, long, pointy horns, and he can put the gun in his back. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, no, I don't care.
No?
No.
None.
No.
Well,
hell. Anybody else?
Okay, well, looking at the pictures, which one is it? Is it the smaller one?
It's the smaller one. They've scaled it.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
I wouldn't say that.
Less impressive.
The less expensive.
The less, the less impressive one when they're side by side.
Look at the thumbs on that guy. I mean, those are
oh,
epic.
Oh, man.
So...
Look at that face.
Check out the pictures. They're over at tformers.com. I realize that we talk about a lot of things that we're looking at that, you know, the audio audience can't see. So we always recommend you go over to tformers.com and you can see all these new articles that we talk about, which is excellent. So,
and theoretically, important stuff should be included in the notes that are posted
show
with
notes?
The show that goes up. But
I got a secret theory. For all of the shows, or most of the shows anyway, on the TF Radio Network. We always talk about putting things in the show notes, and I know I never do that.
I try to.
Well,
I'm a responsible host.
Yeah, you're a responsible host. You probably actually like make notes during the show. I go along, I'm like, yeah, we'll put a link to that. I have no idea. It's on Twitter. Check that out.
Let's not downplay the fact that he's $250.
$250, which is insane.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, if I was interested, I'm not anymore.
No. Well, somebody actually did the math on it, and in 2003 when it came out, at the value of money then and the exchange rate, the first Masterpiece Prime came out to about $135 U.S.
Wow. And he didn't have a trailer, so there you
right.
go.
No. And he was a lot bigger.
I mean,
he was a lot bigger.
I don't know what it is, because they keep... I mean, again, they did this with Rodimus as well. It came with that huge trailer, and that was expensive, and now they've got this version of Optimus with the big trailer. We're assuming there's going to be a U.S. release of this, probably without the trailer and stuff, because Americans are cheap, apparently.
Yeah.
How is it that they can, like, squeeze $250 out of the Japanese market, and, like, we have to have, like, the... trimmed down version that still sits on the shelves at Toys R Us for like months on end.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know.
It's called Sucker.
I was going to guess a greater obsessive nerd population density, but that's just my guess off the top of my head.
Probably so.
Yeah, I think it's like maybe it's just more accepted. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I just of course Americans don't have $250 to spend on a toy right now. I mean,
I think in Japan there's a larger market in Japan of adults that they can target directly to buy this stuff.
Yeah.
Where in the U.S. it's just a small subset of the kid audience.
Hey, yeah. We're a small subset. Still, believe it, kids. Promise you.
Yeah.
We're not a majority of the market. I don't care what you say.
We never will be here.
No. Happen.
Nah.
By the time it got to that, there wouldn't be Transformers anymore.
Yeah. It's still kids. You know, speaking of kids, this is a side story I just remembered, but we've got time to fill, so I'll go ahead and tell a story. I was having blood tests done this week, and the phlebotomist that was taking my blood mentioned something about Transformers. It's totally her thing. I didn't say anything about it. But I was like, oh, yeah, that's my thing, blah, blah, blah. And she said that her kid's favorite Transformer is Bumblebee. So, see? Marketing works, people.
You know who I like?
It's love Bumblebee.
Evil Murder Bumblebee.
Evil Murder? What is that?
That's Cyberfire Bumblebee.
Oh, the Cyberfire. Oh. Yeah, with all the lines and stuff.
I was like, does he have, like, blood splatter?
That would be awesome.
Might as well.
We should make that. Hit bash that
He's
version.
He's got a skeleton
and
face.
Pictures of that, because that would be cool.
And these glowing red eyes.
Can you put a chainsaw? You could put like a buzzsaw hand or a chainsaw hand on him? You could. There's the mech tech.
Yeah, there's a mech tech chainsaw, I think.
That would be awesome.
Or a shotgun hand.
We could do, okay, here we go. We do a Halloween Bumblebee version, right? And you do it in orange and black. And then with the chainsaw thing, and then just put some, like, use a toothbrush to, like, put some red paint and some blood splashes. That's epic, kids. That's what you need to do. Kitbash that. Send us pictures for Halloween. We'll post it up.
Rock on.
Anyway. All right. I just made that up right now. Brian's like, no. We're not.
well, it's not like you offered a prize. You just have to be
official.
No, you will win our adoration.
But if we did offer a prize, coins. You would win.
Dragon coins. Right.
Yeah, if there was a prize, certainly someone might win it. Transformers Prime, we got the season finale teaser video. We were very shocked to find out that Unicron is apparently...
Whoa, you just came out and spoiled it?
I know.
You went there, man.
I'm in trouble.
After all these months of speculation, you just kind of blow it out, huh?
I do apologize. For those of you who
what? Sounds like a
for both of
condition.
You that were not able to put that together. So I don't know. I saw the trailer, was like, well, that's interesting. I don't know if I was like,
it's like, wow,
blown away by it.
Haven't seen that before.
I saw it and it's like, hey, that's a thing that's gonna happen.
Yeah. I've never seen this story arc.
Is it this weekend that starts this weekend?
October 1st.
I believe so. Yeah, this weekend.
Yeah,
for the next 3 weeks.
Versus Saturday. So
parts 1, 2, and 3.
Whole month.
I guess I, for one, am glad to see such an underused character brought back. It's about time.
Used Unicron since Energon, so.
Right.
It's been a while.
That's been a few years.
It's
so incredibly huge and epic, you know.
And it's not like it was smart Unicron. It was like.
That's true. Yeah, it was like mentally challenged Unicron.
Baby Ruth.
Smarter Unicron.
Did he get enough Energon this whole time?
He didn't get his thoughts this morning.
Big body, very small brain. Anyway, so this will be interesting.
It'd be awesome if he had a second brain in his ass.
Nice.
Shout out to Brontosaurus.
God. Yes. So, Dark of the Moon, Blu-ray, DVD, combo pack to include a $10 version of the upcoming 3D.
No, a $10 off
coupon.
$10 off version. Oh, off.
Okay. Some words are missing from this copy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm trying to read the story as it was presented to me.
Okay. The combo pack come with a coupon for $10 off the upcoming 3D Blu-ray release.
So, wait a minute. If you buy the Blu-ray, you get $10 off the next Blu-ray.
Yeah, exactly.
That is dumb.
Hey.
But you get here's 3D would, Max release, JD.
Here's what I would recommend. Don't buy either. Then wait for the blue, the 3D, and then buy that one. Here's an idea.
I don't think that's the right way to go about this.
You don't need
If you buy this combo pack, you save $10. If you don't buy the combo pack, you save like $50.
No. If you don't buy this one, you don't save $10 off that 3D version.
How much is the combo pack? Why do I want a DVD Blu-ray combo pack? If I have a Blu-ray player, I have a DVD.
Well, how many Blu-ray players do you have at your house? I mean, like...
Two?
I mean, you can't have them.
I have two CDs and I have two Blu-ray players.
What if you wanted to play...
Okay, now to be fair...
What if you had...
I've been eyeballing the Thor combo pack because we have one Blu-ray player in the form of the PS3, and for any other machine in the... any other TV in the house, we need the DVD.
See? See?
That's when you just download it.
I guess there is a situation where this makes sense, but it's always sounded really dumb to me.
A Blu-ray DVD combo, whatever. Okay, that's not as dumb. If it's the Blu-ray DVD and then there's like a digital copy, like that's kind of cool.
It does.
Actually, the combo pack has that too.
That's the combo pack.
So there you go. You got all three. Although I did know it, like the other two movies that I have that had combo was like Iron Man 2 and The Incredible Hulk. But
and don't all the Disney movies come in combo packs by default.
But I can only play it on my PC. Like, I can't stream it to my other stuff. So it's like, still not what I want, people. Mm-hmm. DRM, what the hell?
No, you should be able to download it.
No.
I mean, you know, from that website, from the Disney website, you should be able to download them.
I don't know about Disney. I'm talking about like the two versions that I have. I think they're Paramount or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They
have theirs locked, which I would assume this would be the same thing. So, like, I can play it on my PC or on my like iPod. Like, it has an iPod version and that's licensed to iPod.
Yeah. But I don't think this thing's gonna be that.
I can't copy it to like my Android, or I can't copy it to my PS3 or anything like that. So,
but you know,
anyway, so here's the so basically, long story short, just wait.
It makes sense.
Be freaking patient. Or maybe
I put that in there because you know it's stupid.
You know what this is? This reminds me of a couple years ago when they came out with don't hit me for this, but you know, like Glee season 1 part 1.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It was Glee, yeah. And then it never came out with part 2. They just came out with the whole season.
Right.
And they're like, "Well, for the guys who bought part 1, you get $10 off $50." And people are like,
"The part 1 was what? 15, 20?"
And you know, it only occurs to me now that that's what Nintendo ended up doing with the 3DS.
Mm-hmm. For $20.
Yeah.
It always comes back to the 3DS around here.
Yep.
It's either the 3DS or the PSP. Yeah.
Stay tuned for New Soundwave.
That's right. It sounds a lot like this.
Let's see. We'll move on here. So previously we'd only seen this in a like black and white instruction scan, but now there's on eBay the electromagnetic sound wave. I'm colorblind, so is this
it's white.
White and
it's absent.
You're colorblind, but it actually is white.
Well, but there's some green on it too, and I can't see green very well. I think that's green. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm colorblind, so I was trying to pick out the other color.
Is that the Death Sorcerer, John?
Yes. Yes. Mm. Back to the show.
Anyway,
that's a cookie for viewers.
What do we think of this?
It's very white.
Yeah, it is.
We didn't miss much.
It's that version of Soundwave that appeared for like 5 seconds in that one episode, but wasn't really real.
Yeah,
and now there's a toy of it that you can't have anyway.
Right. Here's a picture of a thing you can't have. Congratulations.
If you got enough money, I guess you could maybe have it, but generally no.
Which is like half of the end of freaking animated anyway.
I don't really understand how anybody can get excited over a repaint of a repaint that came out 4 years ago.
And an activator. It's not even like the proper... It's not even like the full thing.
You're talking to Transformers collectors, but
yeah, this is... are you kidding?
I mean, you can't have it anymore. Just let it go.
Yeah, animated is over.
Am I wrong to say that?
No,
this is coming from the guy that only had like 3 animated figures for the whole run. So, what do I know?
I had none, so I don't know.
I know I was poor. Is basically what. To that. So, let's see. Dark of the Moon game app turns anywhere into a Transformers battle zone. What game app? What is this? Android or?
It's for
all devices, I think.
It's for all three.
Ah.
iOS, Android, and I think Windows Phone, I think.
Is this a crap tie-in or what is this?
It's an augmented reality game.
Oh.
What does that mean?
It means like you use the camera and it renders things on top of your phone so you can
That's
interesting.
That's lame.
Yeah.
It's schizophrenia of the home game.
Do you know someone with paranoid schizophrenia? You want to scare the bejesus out of them? Oh my god, Optimus Prime is right behind you.
The Decepticons and Autobots taking over the planet. Ah!
The voices are right.
Oh my god.
Where's that girl that sang the song of Where's the Bonita Prime? We need to get her picture taken with Optimus now. She'll be jumping for joy. Wow. That's okay. Anyway, that's a thing that happened. News
like
is full
scraping. Scraping
news is full of things that happened this week, people. Let's see.
Blame your fandom for being really boring, guys.
We are already down to 30, and we have done 15 minutes of show here. This is like the quickest I've ever gone through news when I've hosted.
Damn.
Somehow I must stretch this segment out. So, let's see. Facing quality control and factory issues. They're delaying the long haul. Heavy labor, not long haul.
Yeah.
Heavy labor figure.
Hmm.
That doesn't sound good.
It's the first release delay of will probably be many for the remaining pieces that won't all come out.
Yes. Vegas odds here. I mean, do we want to place bets if this whole set ever comes out? Like, is that
I've been betting against it from the beginning because of how ambitious the project was.
It's a very ambitious project.
Yeah, that's true. God. Yeah, and I think that's why. Like, I think the smart consumer choice at this point, which is totally bad for them, would be to wait until like the whole set is out, because
or at least more than half of it.
Yeah,
if more than half of it released mostly on time, there's a good chance for the last parts, but
they're not. I mean, this is the third figure out, and this is already delayed.
Isn't this actually the second figure?
Yep,
maybe it is. Yeah, it is the second. So we're off to a rocking start here, people.
And the first figure, X-Graver, actually had a design defect that caused a part to break.
Right.
No. Whoa.
Which
they were actually sending out replacement parts with all of the heavy thingy. Yeah.
Heavy labor. Yep. So maybe, for all we know, they say that it's just a quality control and factory schedule issue. They don't say if it's for heavy labor or if it's actually for the X-Graver. So
maybe after what happened with X-Graver, they're paying a little more attention to being produced.
Which is fine.
It's just not making for a good pattern at this point for the figures.
Well, you know, and that kind of gets into like the whole thing that we talk about with this 30-party stuff. Like, I don't mind it so much when it's like a trailer add-on or something, but when I'm paying $100 for this is the thing.
Yeah.
And it's got QC issues, you know. If it's an upgrade or add-on, yeah, it kind of sucks if it doesn't work. But ultimately, I still have the original, you know, figure. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's obviously going to be a difference from a, like, fly-by-night, you know. Not saying that they're not good at what they do, but, I mean, you know, there's a difference between a company that is like a couple of guys out of their garage, you know, making Transformers versus like a multi-million dollar corporation that actually, you know, has QC stuff to back up the things that it does and has like, you know, infrastructure and those kinds of things. So, Yeah, I think, I mean, that's kind of what I've resigned myself to at this point, which is like, I think I would get this set, but I'm going to wait till the whole thing is out or a good portion of it is out before I would even really even start to think about, you know, saving up for it, really, at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they do get the whole thing out. I don't think it's especially likely right now.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, it'd be cool if they could actually finish the project off, because the stuff looks really nice.
I can tell you, I would love to have that on my shelf, and then people come over and like, is that the original one? Because I would be like, yes.
And then one day...
it's as big as I remember.
And then one day it will topple over and shatter on the floor.
Or just standing there. Exploding.
Hell no. I'm going to put that thing like on its own shelf with like air pillows like all around it. So that if it does fall, like, it'll just, like, stuntman fall and, like...
No, what you need to do is put it in a glass display case with, like, a turntable.
No, I'll put, like, I have to, like, put wires and stuff through it and, like, secure it to a thing and, like, do the whole, you know, like, run reinforcing wires through it and stuff so I make sure it doesn't fall over. Then put it in the sealed case, you know.
Yeah, get those tie-downs in place.
Exactly. You know, so it doesn't fall over. So I, yeah, man, I still like every time I think I look at that and like, you know, dumb brain goes, that's amazing, I want that. Oh, and smart yeah, I mean, brain there, goes, it's $100 a piece, and I go, oh,
there's definitely appeal there for the size the combined mode will be, but so far I'm not really liking how any of the individual robots look.
I mean, I think they look good. I'm looking at this heavy load and it's like I want it, but my brain tells me that I should pay like $30 for that, not $100. So
maybe 50.
You know, I don't know, because I look at
if they'd made this in G2 orange, I would be in a bad situation.
Well, you know they are. You know they will. You know.
Yes, I have all this time to decide that I don't care about this before that happens. I can build up my resistance.
Oh, okay, I see.
It's a response, you see.
Oh. So the other dud that we'll talk about is the Perfect Defect PE-12 prototype.
Did you say Perfect Defect?
Well, that's probably more correct. Possible RC... yeah. I don't... This is like...
It doesn't look very RC-ish to me.
No, it doesn't. And yeah.
It looks like it's like a man RC. It's kind of weird.
I mean, certainly it doesn't have like a headmaster figure, so
that's kind of got a side swipey feel to RC. It, but yet with it also looks like it's kind of got like swords.
I mean, I can tell that they're going for RC because, I mean, there's a few the things.
They're going for vaguely movie-ish.
The head, RC.
They're going the kind of a G1-y Transformers Prime RC, I think.
Yeah.
That's a sweet gun, though.
Guess so.
Yeah, I mean, that
gun is awesome.
Yeah. The sniper rifle.
Prime RC was actually the first thing I thought of when I saw it, because it has the same, as somebody said, a slightly mannish proportions. In anything Japanese produced, Prime RC would be a very slender man, and that is all I can think of when I look at this RC as well.
It's Air Razor all over again.
but it's got the backpack and all that stuff, you know. So I mean, it's yeah, I can tell they're going for RC, but
of course you have to bear in mind that since the little like scout, actually a sub scout, like more like legend size figures they produced so far have been in the $50 range. This is probably going to be like $120.
And so. But it doesn't. I mean, it looks like it wants to fall apart. Like I want
it. It just wants looks to.
Well, it's gray. It's not even through like the prototype stage yet.
Yeah, but look at those joints. If you consider the kind of plastic it's going to have on it, most likely, and then look at how slender some of those joints are. I'm just, you know,
I get them slowly.
Just give it some time.
No, and you know, it looks like Robotech is what it. When I look at it, I saw that like whatever that third fake Robotech series was with the motorcycles. I don't know. I'm not going to buy this anyway. I don't know why I'm complaining about it. I don't know.
The other thing I thought when I took a look at is that, you know, if they're trying to pass this off as, you know, a G1 RC, it does not really particularly work that well. If Hasbro were to release this particular figure as the long-awaited generation's G1 RC, people would be screaming. I mean, really.
No. It's not. I mean, I don't know what it's... It's some kind of... It is a very weird hybrid, because RC, in some of the later stuff, animated not included, yeah, she's been a motorcycle. She was a motorcycle in the movie continuity. She's a motorcycle in Prime continuity. She was a motorcycle in Energon. But, I mean, I think by and large, you know, I think animated is probably as good as it's going to get, people. I don't know what's done. You know, if you want something that's going to be as close to G1 as it's going to get from Hasbro, you know, that's going to be your route. And that's the problem, is all of this other fan stuff, you know, that character model was designed with no intention of making a toy of it. Not really. So, you know, you're not going to get very close to that in terms of a toy, though. Dawn will hold out hope that,
of course,
they make one. I don't know. What do you think? You were gone for a second, XP. It's kind of Robotech. It gave me that Robotech feel. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
It kind of
had that huge gun.
Maybe it's
weird.
It must be the gun.
Robotech.
It must
Macross
be Gundam
going here.
Yeah, not the Macross Robotech.
Yeah, I mean,
like the one with the motorcycle.
Cliche.
You know, like the third not Macross Robotech series. Anyway,
wow,
that's just
okay.
Me.
It's got this Japanese mecha thing going on with the gun as tall as me.
Yeah,
going on. I'm gonna wield it around pistol.
I imagine her like trying to. I imagine her trying to shoot that gun, and it just like blows half of her body off from the recoil.
Oh no! There's just two smoldering legs.
Right.
Oh gosh.
That's what would happen in like the movie universe, you know? Like, you can't fire that gun. You can. No, I've got a.
No, I got it. Boom! She gets thrown
like,
across.
The gun like flies through her chest in slow motion, and just shards of metal go flying in slow motion. Head rolls off.
Hey, watch this.
So.
That's just like Dawn's done, and I just put her back together.
Yeah,
it's like a backyard wrestling.
But
YouTube.
For whatever other problems you can see with this, you have to remember it's probably going to be like $120 given Perfect right. Effects pricing patterns,
which is absolutely insane. I wouldn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway,
summation, don't buy it.
No.
Well, there's your news.
It's
kids.
Out yet? You guys are ripping on it.
I know.
Of course, yeah, that's our job.
Yeah,
no, I don't mean to hate. I mean, well, this is third-party stuff, too. This is not even stuff from Hasbro, so I don't care. I'll rip on third-party stuff. Because it's technically not Hasbro stuff. If we don't even have...
Technically.
The only official thing that we had in the news follow-up was the Masterpiece, and I like that. I want that. So, you know, and we like the Hercules stuff. What do you want from us, Peter? We're fair and balanced here, right? This is like...
try to be.
We are the Fox News. No, God. I'm kidding. Anyway, see, XV, I managed to stretch the news out for almost 30 minutes. Look at that.
Ooh.
He doubted.
He doesn't even care.
If anybody could do it, I knew it would be you.
Thank you. So, let's move on to something else. Amy,
yes.
Comics, we didn't get anything new this week, but maybe last week and stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, we've got Comic Book Resources interview came out with John Barber, where they spoiled the heck out of Ongoing. And so if you really want to know about what the outcome of Ongoing is going to be, go read that in. Go read the interview. I'm not going to talk about it here because we're going to talk about the comic.
I know this is a new job for John, but you'd think he'd have discretion and understand it's hard to, you know, build interest in something if you're just going to be like, so here's what's going to happen. You know, it's like...
Well, he just spoiled the biggest part of it. And so it's like,
oh.
No, you just...
Well, I didn't hear
said,
it, so I don't...
Yeah.
I'll ignore that CBR thing.
I didn't hear it either. It was written, and we found it, and it was on... It's on T-Formers, so if you want to read it, it's okay. There. It's spoilerific. It details a couple things that are going to happen. So I thought they were pretty major points, and so I think it's really spoilerific. So if you want to not be spoiled, don't read it.
Cool.
Other than that, we have Ongoing 26 that came out just last week, and you've got a copy of it. I've read it, so if you want to talk about it, we can do that. Next week we're going to get, I believe it's next week, we're going to get ongoing number 27. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want to talk about it. Talk
sure. About well, the good things. The way we kind of talked about this a little bit on Fanboy Versus, the art is good panel by panel, but it's not necessarily the best way to tell a story. You know, like typically with comics, you want to try to tell a narrative. And this is stuff where it's like, you know, almost any of these panels, like I wouldn't mind like hanging it on my wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they're really great for pinups and covers, I think. But in the way of moving the story along, it feels a little stilted, like it's not really flowing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the colors are not.
It's really hard.
The art is fine. The colors are just insane, and it makes it hard to tell what's going on story-wise. Then the story comes, and that's another whole problem because, for one thing, it just jumps around. Like it's you know, there's one part where it's like, you know, Hot Rod's like talking to Prime. He's like, okay, well, I'm going to go run this part of the operation in this whole other place. And Prime's like, you go do that. Cuts to like two other panels, and then all of a sudden Hot Rod is there. So there's no like decent progression of time. And that happens like six times throughout the issue.
Yeah, it goes pretty quick.
Yeah. And it's, but there's no sense of time or semblance of passage of time. A lot of things happen. But then you've got other issues where it's like characters are explaining things. I mean, there's even one point where one character is talking to another that's like not even awake.
Yeah.
And explaining something that you need to know for the story.
Like,
well, he's like stasis locked. But he's literally like, there's a character that's like talking to the stasis locked other character, telling you something that you need to know for the story. But,
I mean, you assume that that he's talking to that guy because he's in the panel, but he's actually talking to Omega, who is like the ship that they're in. It was kind of hard to read in that area. It jumps around with so many different dialogue bubbles that I even got a little lost because I wasn't quite sure who was talking. But it's actually a conversation between Optimus Prime and Silverbolt, Rodimus and Omega and one of the other characters is stasis locked on the ground in the panel.
This is when like the ogre guy is repairing whoever. No, this is with Sunstreaker's in this scene and then some green ogre guy before the Megatron.
Oh, is this just before Megatron gets out?
Yes, just before Megatron gets out.
Okay.
And so, like, so the ogre character is, like, totally talking to a deactivated character.
Yeah.
And one of the other characters tells him to be quiet. Like, no, he's telling us the important things we need to know because apparently the writer's not good enough to actually tell us that through the process of the story. So we need that character to actually tell us what's going on because, you know, we couldn't have, like, anyway. It's not bad. Like, I don't want to, like, say it's bad. It's just
not good.
Yeah, it's just
very
not
bland.
Yeah, and
I've had a lot of people say it sounds that way. It sounds very bland.
Nothing particular is happening. I can't really tell. I mean, Megatron. You know, that was like one. I'm gonna spoil the end, maybe, but
I already did. I said he got out.
Okay. So anyway, Megatron.
Wah.
Right.
But I didn't spoil the end of ongoing. So. Or the end of chaos, like
the end of all chaos. Yeah. So I don't know. Like I said, the line art is fine, but the colors are just insane. It makes it almost unreadable. But any of the panels, I'll tell you, I would take off and I'd put them on my wall because they look pretty, but they just don't tell a story very well.
From what you're describing, it almost sounds like the communication between the whole team is not great. The sounds like the colorist and the artist and the writer maybe need to get together a little more and, you know, work on what needs to be shown and how.
I don't know. I think it's not a clash, but you know, the color is a particular style, and I think that's the style that they were wanting to go for this issue, in particular because it's in stark contrast to what's going on over with like the last story on Earth. So I kind of get that, and it's certainly a different color style, and
that's a really nice gritty tone. That's one of the reasons why I've liked it, but at the same time I know it's not for everybody because it is a very different from what they've had before. Although I say that, and there's a lot of different that we've gotten in the last year. So it's just a different style. If you care for it, great. Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't think it's telling the story very well.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I don't know.
It bounces around a lot, so.
That's, and I think that's more of like the scripting issue. I think that comes down to the writing part of it, where you just, you know, it's when the story is laid out, there's so much story that they want to cover, but really they don't end up covering very much because
it still doesn't feel like you know where it's going in this issue.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of things that have happened, but
it's like it's setting up for whatever the next thing is that they're going to happen in the next issue.
Right, which is we're 2 issues in and still nothing's really happened. So
lots of setup.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. And you said so next week we should get
I'm thinking if pattern works the same way that it has in the past. I know that one of these months we're going to get 3 weeks or 2 weeks instead of every other week because there's going to be an extra week in the month. We get 2 issues a month. So I think it's going to be next week that we get 27.
Okay.
Cause I don't know for sure because
it's not this week. Let me check. I can check previews and we can know because, you know, I like to give out.
Yeah. Accurate information.
You mean put out, right?
I do like to do that too. But
that's my contribution to the conversation.
Ongoing 27 comes out, yes, October the 5th. So there you go.
All right. It does come out next week. All right. Awesome.
Yep.
All right.
Very good. So cool. You're going to be there picking up Action Comics issue 2. So, you know, might as well go ahead and get ongoing 27. Yep. Anyway. Cool.
It's supposed anything to be else? A little bit more exciting next month, I guess, or next week.
The 27, so. that will be back. It's alternating. So every
Right, because we're going back. Okay, I take it back. So going back to it'll be last story on Earth.
Right. Yeah. Last story on Earth, which is okay. I don't mind that so much.
Oh, no. We'll see if Spike gets squished.
Yay. He better.
Squish. Better be okay.
Guts and brains.
Let's go to the chat real quick, and then we'll come back. So, John, what's going on?
Oh, so there's one big topic that maybe we can sink our teeth into. The chat and myself and Peter next week kind of talked about the next masterpiece, what it could be, and kind of what we want out of the next masterpiece. Maybe a character that would reignite our interest in masterpiece toys. So some people said Galvatron. Some people said Soundwave.
No.
Even Beast Wars Dinobot. Which one?
No.
Maybe not.
Cup and Perceptor. Perceptor would be hilarious.
Perceptor would be good. Because that would be like a full size.
Oh, this is Masterpiece.
Yeah,
okay.
Masterpiece. That would be like
it would
a
still be like a full size microscope.
Microscope. That would be
old
awesome.
School microscope. That also turns into a somewhat unbelievable tank thing. I guess.
Right.
Yes.
A light tank.
Yes. A microscope with treads. Very nice.
Awesome.
So yeah, you know, I mean, that kind of brings up, I mean, what are some of the things that you guys, well, put it this way. So what, if the new masterpiece was X, you would be interested again or excited again in this line. What would that be?
There certainly aren't enough Decepticons out of this set. I mean, we've had, you know, Megatron and Starscream variations. So maybe it would be nice to have a Decepticon out of it. I guess it comes down to what, though.
Because there's not that many Decepticons, too. So it's interesting. Because you know the kind of the genre, the flavor, the vintage.
Right.
You know,
yeah, I mean, it's got to kind of be like the G1 feel. But
and the Seekers
some of those,
were half of them.
Yeah, I mean, Seekers were a lot. And then you didn't. You know, otherwise, then you have to go to, like, Soundwave, which just seems not cool for some reason.
It
seems
like a big waste.
Yeah.
Like a waste of
I want Impactor.
Impactor would be good.
No one would know.
Completely viable.
Impactor motor.
No one would want
to try this. It's hard to think. It's really hard to think, like, in the first 2 years, say, of Transformers.
Yeah.
Like we said, half of them were Megatron or a Jet, and I guess in 85, they were combiners. I mean,
the only other way would be to try to go like the triple changer route and go to like Blitzwing or something like that.
Yeah, that would be good.
Which would be. Did somebody did a Warpath, didn't they?
Yeah, you're right.
Masterpiece looking Warpath.
Yes. Which is kind of okay, I guess. A tank. Yeah. A triple changer would be great. I would be terrified that it would come out really small. That they would shrink him because of the engineering. And that would kind of kill it.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
If he came up to, like, Rodimus's chest, that would be stupid. If it was
That is no, I think from this point they would expand to like the Japanese exclusive series for Masterpiece Fodder.
Really? You think so?
Well, because it is a Masterpiece originated. I mean, it is a Japanese originated like toy line, so
those leaders and stuff do kind of matter to them.
Yeah.
So Star Saber or something like that?
Or Star Convoy. Optimus Primes, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need some.
Saber,
fill the ranks.
Victory Saber, like, they would do as two different ones,
right?
So oh, god,
god, that would be $250 a piece.
Virtually, look almost reasonable, isn't it?
God, so true.
A triple changer would be interesting. I guess they would have to go, with Blitzwing, right? It wouldn't be like Octane.
It would have to be Blitzwing.
Yeah. And Astro Train just wouldn't feel right for some reason.
No.
Tiny shuttle.
Massive train. I guess, you know, by the time you change them, you know, you don't know, but I don't know.
Yeah. That's he'd be awkward all the way around. Mm. Astro Train is a mess in mass scaling. He's just a big mess.
Well, it's no worse than like Blastoff, you know.
Doing a shuttle is, in general, kind of a dubious decision.
Isn't there art out there somewhere where, like, someone did, like, a scaled version of what, like, Bruticus would look like if all those pieces were actually to scale?
Yeah, I remember seeing that, but I don't know where.
It would be hilarious. Just try and picture that, kids.
Good stuff.
I guess Springer, maybe. Is Springer really that popular?
I
would go for Springer.
I don't know.
That's another interesting conversation, maybe for another day. What characters we think are popular but really aren't?
Just assume. Could that be what characters the fandom thinks are popular but really aren't?
Yeah.
The Seeker suggested Shockwave, and I think that's probably a good choice. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, maybe.
That could be interesting.
Although I imagine Shockwave could end up with the same problems Megatron had.
Well, Megatron has that kind of asymmetry, and I think that you know, that causes a lot of issues, but I don't think it, I mean, depending on how they did him.
Scottimus brings up Ironhide. That would be hilarious just for the van mode.
That'd be awesome.
I don't even know how
you would
start
80s van, that. Child molester van. How about that?
Oh, man.
God.
Goodness.
Tint out the windows.
Yeah, that's right.
And just ride
on the no windows.
It'd be
a panel van.
Yeah, just to just tint out the back and sides.
Good stuff. If they do a Masterpiece Ironhide, they have to do a robot mode that can be either like cartoon accurate or toy accurate.
Yes, that would be awesome. Definitely, if I did that, I think I would. I had to like customize it and put like paint on the side that says like free ice cream.
This has gone
awesome. Anyway. Man. So that's interesting. Well, I don't know, because otherwise you just have to go to like the cars and stuff and Autobots, and that's
That seems boring. I mean, I guess that would be a neat trick once, but between Alternators and frankly Classics, I don't know. We've kind of seen that.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah. So maybe Beast Wars stuff would be interesting then. I don't know.
You know, this is probably exactly why half of all the Masterpieces ever have been Optimus Prime.
Yeah, because they know they can sell them.
And they don't have to think of anything new that way.
Exactly.
I don't understand why they haven't made a Bumblebee yet.
Get the alternative one. It's the problem that they always come back to, which is like, if they really want a G1 Bumblebee, it's got to be the VW, and they can't get the VW.
Right.
So, you know, because... Volkswagen, despite the fact that they worked for the Nazis.
Same. Italian, Germany.
Well, that's why they're a little sensitive about it, I imagine.
Apparently,
so
they got a conscience over the last 50 or 60 years.
Whoa.
I know exactly
Volkswagen.
I know exactly what they need to do. what they need to do for the next masterpiece is Fortress Maximus. It ties back into the Japanese leaders thing, too.
And make it in scale with... It would cost... It would be the size of a house, and it would cost three times as much as a comparable-sized house.
Wow.
No, I just think it... No, I think it'd be hilarious to get a masterpiece Fortress Maximus smaller than the original toy.
That would be... Actually, if they did that, yeah. Well, because if they did it in line with the anime, because he wasn't, well...
And actually, that would work out, too, because then it would be sort of like the scale in the Marvel Comics, also.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I was thinking, the Marvel Comics
size. Actually, that would be kind of cool. I'd get behind that.
Yeah. Hmm, there you go.
Then they would have to do a Scorponok to go with it.
We know that Hasbro listens to this show, so certainly they're getting ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't listen to this.
No, Hasbro doesn't listen to the show. They tap Brian's phones.
This is true.
There's a difference.
Anyway, on that note, let's take a short break. We're going to go to the Wiki Spotlight. And also, what else is on that? Wiki Spotlight and something else as well. Not crazy.
Twitter Theater
as well. Theater. So there you go. You get that. So anyway, enjoy, and we'll be right back.
Hear the TF Wiki Spotlight each week with Chris McFeely on Radio Free Cybertron.
And it is time again for the TF Wiki Spotlight, brought to us by Chris McFeely. What do you have for us this week, sir?
Something rare and unusual, JD, and it's a little bit more than just an article for you as well. We're going to get into a little bit of illegal media sharing. This week's article is the Beast Wars Neo manga, which you've probably heard about, but very good odds are that you've never, like, seen any of it except for the odd panel or read much about it. Well, wiki contributor and dedicated soul, Interobang, has this week managed to get his hands on, through the miracles of eBay, the entire Beast Wars 2 and Beast Wars Neo manga.
Whoa.
If you check out the talk page for those articles, so could you. If you know what I mean. And then you can read the articles to understand what actually happens in them. Because the Beast Wars 2 and Beast Wars Neo mangas are very strange. I think everybody around must, by this stage in their lives, have seen that strange little Pikachu transmetal rat trap. JD? Oh, you shame yourself on your generations of descendants. Yes, that was something from the Beast Wars Metals manga, but it was by the same creator, Shoji Amaki, who had very odd comedic vision. Of course, we all know that the Beast Wars cartoon was dubbed to be much more comedic whenever it was shown in Japan, but these mangas definitely carried that vision through. I picked the Beast Wars manga out specifically because it has the most of its individual issues translated currently, and it's so fabulously bizarre, because here's the central hook of the Beast Wars manga. The cast, Big Convoy, Longrack, Stampy, Break, Korada, that's the main characters, they are real animals that were mutated by Angle Moi Energy into Transformers. That is the central, delightfully bizarre conceit of the Beast Wars Neo manga.
What?
I know, right? So if you want to know what the hell the deal with that is, and how a friendly mammoth named Big saved Lio Convoy from some marauding dinosaurs, go check out the Beast Wars Neo manga, this week's TF Wiki Spotlight.
This is Twitter Theater.
Hey guys, it's Rob with this week's Twitter Theater. And if you saw it on tfradio.net/video, you might know what I'm talking about. So go check it out. Or, you know, just go to tfradio.net, select the little video tab at the top. What's that? Click. It's the video section. So go check it out. This week's was apparently from some, I'm guessing, sketch show or something. I don't really know. I don't remember seeing this. It's not funny at all. But it's got a laugh track, so it tells you when you're supposed to laugh. I'm not much of a listener because I didn't laugh the whole time. I mean, it was telling me when to laugh, but I just did my own thing. Yeah. Basically, the plot here is Decepticons are attacking the town by kicking cars and crap, and Optimus and the gang comes to save the day, and Optimus transforms, and he's run out of gas. he's out of gas. That's funny. That's funny. No, it's not. So the Decepticons laugh at him, and no one's got any gas to help him out. And, you know, there's a Prius Transformer who's a little effeminate, and he starts lecturing Optimus on gas and stuff. And Optimus gets a tow truck to take him to the gas station where gas is overpriced. It's funny. And then he's like, let's blow this place up because gas costs too much. Someone's topical. Someone's topical. Someone's hilarious. Someone cutting edge satire. And that person did not work on that clip. Because it's not very funny. It's just not. You know, I've taken funnier craps. In fact, last night, when I got home from work, this morning, I took this hilarious dump, and it was all, I was laughing my ass off, literally. Not so much for this video. This video was terrible. Yeah. Good thing I had a laugh track, though. Let you know when you're supposed to laugh. Yeah. Well, you know, that's funny TV for you. You know, maybe it was on that In the Flow show that they decided to take away 30 minutes of my Sunday animation domination time with. Sure, I'd rather watch Bob's Burgers or Cleveland Show, but no, let's put this unfunny guy on for 30 minutes and just waste part of a time block. I already got to deal with football preempting it all the time. The bit's not funny. I gotta admit, though, I do like some of the bootleggy designs they gave him. The Prius actually looks kind of cool. And the yellow wheeljack's kind of neat. They all kind of did the escape legalities. They gave them sort of bootleg colors and stuff. So they kind of look like something you see at the flea market or Big Lots during Christmas time. The Optimus was blue. Bumblebee was green. So I guess he was Tap Out. Or Wasp. He'd have to, if he was blue, he'd be Glyph. Bard wasn't bad. Better than anything I could do. I'm trying to find a positive in this video. It's not ass-rapingly bad like some of them I found. So it's not like I can just be like, oh, that was terrible. Yeah, I can't, but it just wasn't good. It wasn't funny, and it was meant to be. Obviously, because there's a laugh track. So, writer, you screwed the pooch and didn't cuddle with it afterwards. Yep. Well, this is Rob for Twitter Theater saying, hi, guys. And then, bye, guys. Back to the dudes.
Later.
Seriously, I've taken better craps than that damn clip.
All right, and we are back. And it's time for This Day in History. I was going to send it to XV, but he complained about saying This Day in History. So I guess I'm going to send it to...
I thought I wasn't going
to
do it. I didn't complain.
Oh, well, whatever. Same difference to me. Peter, what we got for history today in this day?
All right. Well, September 27th, 2001, which was one day ago from today's recording, Robots in Disguise episode The Fish Test premiered in the United States. This, I don't know, I actually don't remember too much about this episode, but the screenshot's fantastic.
Yeah, the screenshot tells you everything you need to know.
Skybite is strapped to three rockets, and it's taking off, and he's shooting someone.
No, he's dressed as Rail Racer.
Oh, yeah, I do remember this one.
and in the foreground, you can see there's Gaskunk dressed as Prowl and Slapper Cypher just behind him.
I like the TF Wiki teaser. Skybite is jealous. Will he prove himself a shark or a jellyfish?
There's also another good screenshot on the wiki page for this. It's an animation of Skybite balancing a ball on his nose.
He's pretending to be a seal.
That is brilliant. I need to make that like my avatar in some places. No, wait, I have that awesome drawn one of me. I gotta leave that.
Google Docs won't let you put animated GIFs in the show notes anymore.
Because of Rob.
I know, it's Rob's fault.
I know. There you go. It's all Rob. We miss Rob sometimes. But we've got new Rob with us, so that's cool.
And he just posts scary pictures in the show notes for us.
Yeah. He doesn't do that. Those were the days. I
have to put stuff in the show notes.
So let's move on again. This, whatever, I don't know what that says. Then we will move on, yes. I think. God, I don't know what
maybe.
I'm saying. So, Brian and I were talking before the show that he isn't going to be on. And we were talking about this Masterpiece 10 Optimus, and we were saying that when it came out, you know, we were talking now, and Brian's looking at it and saying, well, it's not that great of a toy. You know, we've got so many, and most of us have seen it or had it at one point or another, the original Masterpiece Optimus. And, you know, now it feels kind of big and heavy and not that great. And so this new one looks kind of cool. So it really kind of raised the question about toys that haven't aged well. You know, figures maybe that at the time that they came out, we were totally blown away. Oh, my God, this is the best thing. And now that some time has gone by, we're sort of, So what might be on that list? What figures might we put on a list such as that?
You know what? One that's not nearly as good as I remember. He's still okay, but he's not near perfection like I remember is Six Shot has he's not terrible, he's not bad, but at the time Six Shot was one of the best toys imaginable. He was, you know, like one of the pinnacles of like his technology, his era, and now he's like a lot of G1. He's kind of fallen into this almost kind of antique-y feel, this kind of like antiquated piece of history. I think a lot of them, a lot of G1 falls into that, so they feel like kind of antique-y at this point. They're really old at this point.
Yeah.
The ones that age badly feel old, and the ones that age nicely, I guess, or in a flattering way, feel old, but they also feel kind of quaint. And then, you know, the bad ones just feel, you know, kind of, you know, like a relic. Yeah, they feel primitive.
So maybe we narrow it down a little bit then, because I think a lot of G1 would fall into that because it's just, you know, at the time. So maybe since like, say, 2000 or so, you know, since maybe post-Beast Wars, what would be some that would fall into that category? Like, I don't know, maybe like Optimal Optimus maybe, or...
Yeah, maybe.
I still like that guy.
Some of the early Beast Wars is certainly really like Rat Trap. You know, I mean, Rat Trap was okay at the time, but the whole idea kind of like of the flip changing auto transformation. It's kind of, you know, it didn't really age that well. We haven't really gone back to that well completely, probably for good reason.
Yeah, there's some things that have. I mean, because there was a few aspects of the second movie figures that had some auto transformation features, but
It wasn't more mentioned their whole essence.
Yeah, yeah, activators did have that. So, I don't know, Peter. What do you
think? I mean, one of the big things I think we take for granted now is the level of detail that toys get now, be it through paint jobs or the molds themselves. If you look back even 10 years ago, a lot of the toys look really sparse. It's just not the detail is just not there. So early Beast Wars is like that. There's a lot of airbrushing, which is kind of a cheap and fast, quick way to, you know, throw something on the toy, but it's essentially, you know, putting a spray can to the toy. It's kind of cheating. And a lot of the toys that had that, you know, they kind of look, I wouldn't say cheap, but there's a certain kind of chintziness to them in some cases. It just doesn't feel right. It looks like cheating now. I mean, you look back and you're like, oh, okay, you know, that's not real detail. It's just, you know, it's graffiti on this guy's back.
So. Yeah, I think maybe some of like the, you know, like one thing now that you mentioned it that is coming to mind is like that, like the, I mean, I have it displayed behind me, but it's like the Uber Optimist from Armada, you know, with like the Jetfire legs and then the Overload gun rack, you know, where, I mean, yeah, it's huge and massive, but the legs are about, you know, a third too long and it basically is a brick. I mean, it does not, you know, it has no posability. Whereas I have right next to it, like the Ultimate Optimus from the movie. And, you know, that's got like movable arms and foot pads and stuff. And it, yeah, I don't know, sure, just, you know, better proportions. So,
yeah. Yeah, the chat is really on to Armada. And that's, you know, interesting.
Yeah, it's like, half of Armada. Like the large figures, especially the really, well, not honestly, Armada's not so bad. Where it really got bad was Energon, because of the combine aspect, especially the bigger those figures got. You know,
you didn't like the Optimus Prime Zoid combination?
Oh, the Megazord Optimus.
I thought it was actually not that bad. I mean, like, the concept was pretty cool, but then when you put them together, you're like, oh, that's about it, huh?
Yeah. Like, I guess we're done here.
I mean, that was kind of bad. But really, once you, like the larger sized figures, like whatever the Doom Buggy and, you know, well, even like Ironhide from that set. You know, what's funny is you tend to get better playability and more articulation even out of some of the smaller figures that came out of Energon than some of the larger figures. But as far as like a specific, you know, say figure from Energon that didn't age very well.
Actually, most of the Autobots didn't age well.
No, not really out of that set.
Oddly, I think the big Optimus Prime has aged the best out of all of the Autobots.
Got it.
The Voltron Optimus with the
maybe Landmine is the second, but yeah. You know, most of that did really badly.
Yeah, I will give it to that Landmine figure. That is one of the larger ones that did well. But that Landmine was kind of that always felt like it was from a different line.
Well, okay, here's the thing with that, though. You know, the ultra-sized figures were never designed to combine with other figures. So they did not have the same design limitations that the smaller Autobots did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, well, the Ironhide did, and whatever that Dune Buggy guy was.
Oh,
that
was a Jetfire did.
The Dune Buggy was a downshift. No, not downshift. Not downshift. Yeah. The other one.
Yeah.
It'll come to me eventually, but
yeah, I guess.
I think it was a victim of a name swap on the show, and they called it downshift.
Yeah,
where downshift
was like the Wheeljack.
Yeah,
it's a cliff jumper.
Yeah, cliff jumper.
Yeah.
Yep.
The chat saves the day.
Yay! Couldn't Dude, save the day when okay. I was trying to come up with the show from the thing, but never mind.
Okay, so did you talk about classics while I was gone?
No.
Yeah, I think most of the original run of classics ended up not aging all that well.
So like that Bumblebee and some of those.
Well, Bumblebee actually has aged pretty well. Relatively.
Bumblebee's pretty nice.
But like Rodimus has not held up that well. Mm.
Yeah.
The Seekers were outdated when they came out.
Yeah.
They could be better. Yes, they could.
So
Octane is
Grimlock
really
in particular.
Ooh, the Astro Train. Yeah, that was kind of...
Yeah, Astro Train's bad.
I've got that.
Only one I never got.
Which ones I...
Yeah, not missing much. I'm trying to see what else. Let's see in classics. Prime has held up pretty decently. He's kind of a nice... Yeah, he doesn't classics. Take like, any chances, but he's decent. He's nice.
Yeah, classics he's Prime solid. Is like... You know, they stick to what they know is good. You know, they don't really... They don't try to do too much in terms of...
With Prime? Anything. They don't try to do anything.
Yeah, they didn't do anything radical.
So, I guess that... So, to kind of wrap this up, I'll kind of ask, you know, maybe an odd question. But for stuff that's out now, I don't know. It's like, is that even predictable? Like, what's cool now that's not going to be cool? Or that's like starting to lean that way, like, well, stuff that's come out in the last year or two?
Oh, I thought you meant by right now, like, you know, movie stuff. I'm going to say, well, it's movie stuff. None of it's going to be cool.
Right. I know. Even like the first movie stuff, I pulled that out when I was reboxing everything. I was kind of like, oh, that's... Yeah, that's really complicated. Okay, I'm not going to do that. You know, it's like pull something out to try to transform it, and like, oh, that's a mess. I'm not gonna bother.
Yeah, with that.
Forget you, Barricade. You sit over there.
I'm kind of thinking that the love for the drift mold is not going to last very long.
Yeah, that is one that when it did come out, we were like, oh man, this is so amazing. And I think that
there's really good stuff that it does, but as time wears on, you can see all the stuff that it doesn't want to do to
the weird foot thing. And yeah,
it's just, and all the pieces hanging off are kind of getting in the way too.
Yeah, I've got it on one of my shelves, and I did notice that. Like, I even had one of the hands upside down for a while, just because I had it in a different pose, and I was like, didn't even realize it. Like, oh, that's
ah, well,
that's weird. So, anyway, excellent, Rob. Did you have any other things to add? Or?
Not too much. The only, like I said, in terms of classics, the only one that I think is not aged particularly well that I own is Grimlock, who is great in that he, you know, homages Pretender's Grimlock pretty well, but as a Grimlock mm-hmm. figure, I wanted something a little bit different.
I'm still hoping that when Universe Style comes back, we'll get some do-overs of the original classics characters.
So well, that would be nice.
So in terms of, like, the classics Grimlock, you wanted something that was maybe more like Grimlock.
Yeah, so something a little more standard. I mean, Grimlock's been tough to update. That Energon Grimlock is almost like the original toy, but is somehow manages to be worse despite transforming in almost exactly the same way.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It was like the head as the feet didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
It was, you know.
Animated Grimlock's okay. His arms are really weird in robot mode. But
see, the thing with Grimlock, though, I can take the head becoming the feet just so there's not a dinosaur head hanging off the back.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. That's one of those things where it's like it almost has to, like, you almost have to have, like, a hollow back of the chest that would have to, like, click into it or
like something. Like Transmetal Megatron?
Yes, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, that was not a bad model to follow. I mean, I would get behind that.
Although, yeah. Although now that twist joint at the hip is just now mine. It's like, actually, I have it posed in robot mode, so you can't really tell.
Hey, back to the original topic. Do transmetals, have those aged well? I haven't looked at one in years.
Well, you know,
the molds are fine.
Like articulation, they're actually still pretty good on the most part. I mean, there's just like... One like Pterosaur didn't really, but they weren't that great in the first place.
You know what didn't age well? Fusor Silverbolt. I don't even know if he was good to be.
The first release was kind
of
shaky.
No, I really like that figure.
Really? He's kind of like awkward. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, well, the Fusors in general were kind of not perfect, but
I think I like I definitely like the Transmetal Cheetor mode was pretty nice. I actually
shallow.
Oh yeah, most Transmetals were great at the time. I haven't looked at one in years.
Well, the problem with those as far as aging is not so much the model problem as much as it is the bubbling, you know, foil stuff coming off of them.
sure,
some of those.
No, actually, though, since you mentioned it, I mean, a lot of the Beast Wars stuff has held up over the years.
Oh, yeah. Original Optimus Primal?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're the basis for a lot of the technology that's being used right now. There's not massive leaps from that technology.
But somehow they forgot in, like, the middle of the Unicron run, and then...
Well, no, I mean, with Armada, it was a conscious decision, I think, to sturdy up the toys a little bit.
Yeah. They just went too far.
And then from that, they kind of had to get back into where they were before that.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Well, that was fun. That was a good discussion. So, any other thoughts from the chat for things we didn't mention real quick, John?
Let's see here. I don't think so. I mean, right now there's a healthy debate on depth charge. Oh, see yeah. if he's still good. But you know,
it's okay. Big wings.
Kind of, he's all right.
Hard to articulate. Not sure where those are supposed
shoots
to
pizzas from his chest.
Whatever. That is kind of funny.
He did shoot pizzas from his chest.
Yeah. He did. That is a fact.
It's kind of like the air. Even though it was a Beast Wars primal, but the Air Raid Optimus primal from was released in the RID in the RID line, but. He shot pizzas as well, glowing pizzas, but you know.
So did Night Scream.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that guy.
Now, Night Scream didn't age well.
It wasn't well. It never
aged well in general. Yeah.
It was never well to begin with. Yeah.
He was kind of freaky looking. He was just like,
yeah,
what?
He was kind of instant regret.
I don't think I remember him actually standing up when I wanted him to.
Yeah. No,
I was like, here, stand. He's like, boom.
No. Anyway, that's a topic for another
That's
show.
Because you did not give Night Scream the extra ketchup he wanted.
Ah. Well, there you go. So, all right, very good. Well, I managed to stretch the show out over an hour. Yay. Well, we all did. We all helped. But, you know.
We're good like that.
They thought it couldn't be done, and yet I still do it.
I was sure you could ramble the way through the show and stretch it out needlessly like you do with your own show.
Thank you. was that? I'm just going to take that as a compliment.
It wasn't.
Okay. Awesome. So, yes, that's it. That's the show. Thanks once again, Rob, for joining us. XV, John,
pleasure.
Peter. Amy was here. She left during the break. She's learning self-defense. So there you go. But anyway, I'm JD. Brian promises-ish that he'll be back next week. So
I don't believe it.
So we'll see what happens. Who knows? It'll either be me or XB hosting. Or, hey, Brian might be back. We'll see. So anyway, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.